If people don't know where your eyebrows end and your hair begins, it's time for a haircut at Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc on Saginaw Road, south of Hill Road, next to AutoZone. Get a precision haircut, hot lather neck shave, and hot towel treatment for a great price. Lady Jane's in Grand Blanc. It's wicked awesome.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Chuck, you talked about how you thought chocolate-covered strawberries were an erotic food.
It's an erotic gift, yeah.
Which I disagreed with. I believe they are just chocolate-covered fruit. Right. But this guy said, I was listening to your show. I had to die laugh at the chocolate-covered strawberry discussion because I need to share this funny story. My family owns a small ice cream shop. And on the side, we actually deliver chocolate-covered strawberries. And when we get an order, there's usually a small note attached that we have to type out and print to go along with the order. Usually things like, happy 90th birthday, Meemaw, or sorry your loved one died. Every once in a while, we get one that goes on our wall of fame. My favorite was, I hope you let me eat a few of these off your tatas.
See, I don't like...
The perfect plate.
I'm going to be honest. I don't like having to tell anyone else what you might write in a card on like flowers, or I'm very uncomfortable with all of that.
Well, usually you don't write about tatas.
That's not the best angle, I right. don't think, is you know? Tatas. But even like anything about life, you're apologizing to someone. I don't want to have to tell stranger, someone? Like, sorry that I'm the biggest a-hole in the world. I hope it never happens again. It probably will.
Yes.
You know,
all the best, Charlie.
All the best, Chuck. And they're like, who? Chuck. Jeff? Chuck.
Chuck.
Kevin?
Mm-mm. Chuck.
Usually it's online and you just, I've never wrote a personal, like,
I have, when I've called to order flowers. I haven't really done that in a long time. You know, I'll just pick up flowers for Amber. But
yeah.
You know, I remember in the courting phase.
Sure.
I remember calling a flower shop.
I hate it.
Yeah, I've never
done that.
Love you so much.
Really give flowers to my
right.
husband. So
yeah, it's different. Different.
I don't know. It's different. But
as a
usually
guy,
it's
is
like,
odd.
You know, just sympathy or you know,
yeah, you
happy
don't need
birthday
to
or
dive
like
into
that.
Anything real private.
Yeah,
well, it's just weird.
Yeah, I guess you're not letting a lot of people down.
But that is a pretty personal
it
note
is.
There.
Like, can you?
It's
like,
so
really,
cheesy, though,
I
right?
never thought
of
about that.
You can't say something like that.
No, like I can't wait to put my penis in you tonight. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean
imagine
that's,
telling
that's actually
that?
Worth $80 just to.
They've got to do it, right? I wonder if they would refuse.
No, they would
no,
do
they
it.
They can do it.
They would do whatever. Right,
whatever you want.
Like
yeah.
I could get
you're
filthy.
Worrying.
You could get.
I guess.
Dirty
like if I
and
was
nasty.
Like, I want to f your c word.
Right? Yes, please. I double dog dare you.
Oh my God. I don't think they would.
You don't think so?
I don't know. Depending on the
like,
place.
I think some places would refuse you.
We refuse you.
Right.
I love this idea.
Filthy animal.
Like
I love this
idea.
To Barb and I just say, hey, Barb, I'd like to F you right in your C if you know what I mean tonight.
Don't talk like that, yeah. Barb's husband.
Then we could, you know.
No.
This is why they've been happy together for so long.
That's right. We keep things yeah, spicy. Yeah.
That's how it's
really spicy. Barb's insane in the sack.
And then, she's into it.
Yeah, so then say, comma, then say, it's going to get hot tonight, Barb. It's our anniversary.
Oh, wow. Wow.
See? I just wonder what the limit is for some of these places. If they would refuse you, depending on how graphic you got. If they would not, you know, I want to finish all over your blanks.
Wow.
You know?
Oh, please try it. My goodness, try it.
I'm just saying.
Dave gets banned from
the flower
forest.
Shop.
Yeah, like, we will not deliver any of your flowers, Mr. Hunter.
Yeah, it's on the ban list.
Don't ever call here again.
I've been burned like twice, though, from the just online thing.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't believe in the online. And I even had one
really?
Of the places, they, you know, I called them and I was like, hey, you know, like these, there were flowers that were supposed to be delivered. And they were like, oh, no. Did that come through online? I'm like, yeah, it came through online. Oh, it's always best to call us. Oh, okay,
that's just
but
truck
I mean.
Luck. I've never had that problem.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I've had it twice. So it's like, I'm not.
Just call, I guess.
I just call just, and then I have to, like, you know, let them know, you know, personal details about my life.
All the local places are really reliable, generally, you know, like, so.
But I'll call, like, oh, I ordered online from, like, a local florist, and then, but then she called me and said, we're out of something, is that okay? And, you know, and then I'll work
I don't know. I've used, like, a local place by me, and,
didn't work.
They just didn't even check their online stuff.
This guy said, got one better. My buddy in the Army was dating a deaf girl. He'd talk on the phone with her through a TTY operator. Right? So they, like, kind of, I believe, type it into, like, Braille.
Oh.
I think that's how it works. Like, the person on the, you say what you want to say, and the person on the other end will put it in Braille, and then
the deaf person can like, read it on a pad type of thing.
I think that's how it works. Something along those lines.
Wait, is she deaf or blind? Isn't Braille for blind people?
Oh, yeah, sorry. So
they would put it in some sort of a text form. She can read then.
Yeah, like, you're right. Okay. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I'm thinking blind. I'm not sure how that would work either.
Yeah.
But anyway, he'd have phone sex with her, and the operator would have to type what he said.
How do I get that job? I'll help spice it up.
Exactly. You add a little
He's not hot enough. Yeah. Like, oh, you want? No, you want it. He wants the back door.
Back door tonight.
Someone said,
Shades of James.
Send flowers to my wife. The card read, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm a hole.
Yeah.
She loved it. The lady at the flower shop laughed her ass off while writing it.
Yeah, it's just weird because, you know, you're telling them your name, and then you're letting them in on personal details of your life. And if you don't like sharing personal details of your life, and you decide you're going to, like, get someone flowers because you're an a-hole or whatever,
it's not.
It's like someone, like, learns a little bit about you. I don't like
people. Cards are just like happy anniversary.
Exactly. I think so too. I think so too.
That's exactly it.
Yeah, I think I think so too.
Yeah, or, you know, and if it's an apology, I'm sorry. You know, I don't know. But I'm not, you know, it's usually just real simple.
Yeah. I don't like it.
Not too
like
personal.
Sharing.
Right.
You need to know about my life.
I'm not saying most of them are. I'm just wondering what the line would be.
I think, honestly, they will ask you, you know, what do you want it to say on the card? And then I think you just try all that stuff, Dave. Just go for it. Just go for it. Hmm. And then...
I want the back door tonight, right? Like, whatever. See if they're like,
what flowers do you send for that? What flowers do you send?
Some sort of buds. What's what most resembles a beehole in the flower world?
I don't know.
I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Wow. Gerber daisies. That's kind of like a...
I was going to say, it is kind of like a, like a star.
I don't know what flower resembles.
I don't know. I'll have to think about that today.
You can get back to me on that, Andy. That'd be great. Maybe some research, just so we'd know, in case any of our listeners. Not that I'd ever. Amber would kill me if I ever did anything like that, even as a joke, right? Because she'd be like, "He said that to the flower shop."
Yeah.
She would kill me.
Yes.
So I'm not. Never.
Yeah, don't do that.
Especially if you send it to her work, too.
Oh, my God.
No.
The flowers on display with that note.
She deals, because she works, organizes big events, she deals with all these places, right? She'd kill me. So I know
I'd have to try it.
She always has to order flowers and different things.
Yes, absolutely. I'm like, it's Effer and the Sea Girl on the phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, she would not like that. Anyway, they did deliver the chocolate-covered strawberries with the note that said, I hope you let me eat a few of these off your tatas.
Of course.
But they also printed another one out to put it on their wall of fame. So I'm sure that if those places you order from and you do get dirty, they've got your message up on the wall forever.
Yeah.
On the wall.
Their wall of fame of filthy messages.
The wall of romantic kings.
Yes.
The masters of romance.
Wow.
And eroticism.
Yeah.
Someone said, I work at Amazon in gift wrap. Because they do that too. Amazon will do gift wrap, but they'll also put like a gift message in with your... We've had that. You know, listeners have sent us stuff through Amazon and they'll send a little note there. So I gift wrapped three vibrators of various sizes.
Mm-hmm.
There was a note that said... You are a filthy whore, and I can't wait to use these on you.
Well, that's... Some girls like to be talked like that.
From your master.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm showing all my coworkers. We're laughing. We're cracking up. My manager got onto me, though, and said, you'll be in massive trouble if you're caught reading people's notes again.
Mm.
And that's then I said, okay, dude, I read all the notes.
You know you would. Come on.
Yeah, I think you would.
It's just human nature. You'd want to know who's rapping. What do they want me to say as I gift wrap two vibrators?
Yep.
Who takes vibrators to some place to get gift wrapped?
No, on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I missed that part.
I thought somebody was like, here, I need these gift wrapped.
Man, I'll give you a vibrator gift so fast your head will spin.
There goes my idea for a side hustle, erotic gift wrapping.
Yeah.
I'll bring you erotic gifts and I'll wrap them up for you.
Amazon's putting everyone out of business.
Yeah.
It's not just you, James. But yeah, they will gift wrap. They have a section where you can get things gift wrapped. So sometimes people gift wrap vibrators.
What kind of note comes along with the American Challenge?
Good luck.
Here's something for you to sit on.
Yeah.
Yours truly.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I was just watching something on the news there a moment ago, and they're talking about how ticks are out of control right now in a lot of states.
Just found two climbing around in Stella's room. So she took the dogs for a walk, came back.
Oh, damn. They'll just drop on the dog.
Well, they were either on the dog or they were on Stella. One or the other. And I'm like, where did you walk through? I was like, did you walk through any kind of like...
wooded area or something?
Nope. Nope. They're just out there.
They're just everywhere.
They're just everywhere.
So this guy sent us an email along those lines. He said, I had an incident that I thought would be fitting to share with you guys. I'll start by saying the ticks have been nuts. I'm an avid outdoorsman, so I spend all the time I can running around outside while scouting for and hunting turkeys this year. I pulled dozens of ticks off my clothes and body.
Wow.
With only one finding its way to a place suitable for feeding. That was until this past weekend. After a productive fishing trip and the subsequent fillet session that followed by a few alcoholic beverages, I naturally found myself in the bathroom. While I was there, I glanced at my junk and noticed a black spot.
Jesus.
Tiny. I was confused. I didn't remember having any big freckles or anything, so I rubbed it. It didn't come off, but I could tell it was moving.
Uh-huh.
I gave a little tug. It was firmly embedded in my scrotum.
That's a bad spot.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a tick would like to be on a scrotum.
Makes me feel like I should check my scrotum right now.
Can you wait till we are not in the room?
You want me to crawl down there and take a look at it for you while you do the show?
I might need you.
I'm going to get my flashlight.
Yeah. Scrotum inspector.
Yep. Yeah. He's very thorough.
After a very brief thought of, well, shoot, I asked my lovely wife to help confirm what I thought it was. Honey.
Have the joys of being married.
You check my scrotum out, please?
Yep.
We both agreed there is a tick feeding on my sweet sack. I knew enough not to try and rip it out forcefully because its head could remain under my skin and cause an infection. I also knew not to squeeze it too hard as it would push its guts into the wound, again, possibly infecting my sac. So I came up with a plan. Chemical warfare followed by physical removal. I liberally applied alcohol to a cotton ball and held it on the tick in the surrounding area for a couple of minutes. I followed it up by coating the tick in Dawn dish soap in an attempt to suffocate it after poisoning it. And after the soap, I threw a Band-Aid over it with a little more alcohol on the pad just to be sure. Left it for a couple hours, then removed it. I then gently grabbed the tick as close to the skin as I could and pulled. Came out with zero fight. All in all, a little unnerving and strange, but it's left me weirded out. Let the listeners know if they have a tick in them, chemical warfare to kill it first, then gentle removal, easy peasy.
That was a great plan he had.
It was.
I never would have thought of that. Right to fire on my scrotum.
Some people might have panicked.
I would have went right to fire.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was out in the woods with my dad, and I got a tick on my head. And it was traumatic because he took a match and burned it off my head.
Yeah. Listen, they're hard.
Like, that was like the way you're supposed to do it.
Right, no, according to my dad.
No, I believe you are not supposed to, but that is the way everyone did it forever.
Okay, so then that's an urban legend?
When you like talk to an expert, they're like, please don't burn them off.
Yeah.
But everyone always said burn them off.
Yeah, I think it was like the way you got, the way you were told to get rid of them until everybody started being like, oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'd still probably go right to fire. I know myself.
Wow. You won't believe how many people have had ticks on their balls. They must be attracted to them.
They crawl up your shorts. They look for a place that you're not going to notice.
Cousin plays a lot of bluegrass festivals. He's had testy ticks at least 3 times.
Think about it.
They don't tell you that when you're trying to be a bluegrass musician.
They don't. But you should know. You should know, though.
You hey, Johnny Lee!
Oh, I got ticks on my balls.
Of course you do. You're in a bluegrass band.
That's right. That's part of bluegrass.
That's why we named our band Ball Ticks.
No, you never hear that.
No.
You sure don't.
Someone's had a tick on their dick.
Yeah, sure.
Tick, tick.
A lot of blood.
Yeah, I was like walking around in the forest the other day like a moron. I didn't get anything, I don't think. James will have to test me.
But. Someone check it out. Says an avid outdoorsman would have a tick tool in their backpack. It's like a tick remover?
I guess.
Tick tool. Let's see what.
Maybe with dog. Like, I worry about. I check Jameson every time. I walk through the woods with him all the time, right? I mean, not
I give him
it's on paths.
Tick prevention stuff, too.
I do, too.
Every month.
But I, just to be safe, so it's a weird-looking thing.
Yeah, it's like you hook it like the back end of a hammer and then twist it off.
Yeah, there's all sorts of different little devices, but...
They all have like a V at the very end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You don't want to mess with them. A new guy got pretty sick.
Yeah, they make you really sick.
I'm a farmer. At one time, I had 7 ticks on my balls. Literally 7, he said. Mm. And someone else said that my buddy had a tick on his beehole and have his 75-year-old dad remove it.
Oh, that's no fun.
That's no fun for anyone. I can't imagine spreading my cheeks and let dad get in there.
Nope. I don't want to.
No.
I really don't want to.
That's a bad day.
That's a horrible day in everyone's life. Both sides.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But no one wants to stare into their son's beehole.
I don't. And I don't want my dad to describe mine to me.
Or everyone else around a fire.
Because he would.
Charlie's beehole, man.
Yeah, I'd be at a restaurant when stuff opens up with him, and he'd be like, I tell you, this one time I cleaned his butthole out because he had a bunch of ticks.
Had a great day.
Only if she was really pretty, though. You only say it if she was super pretty.
I did it. What, boy? I didn't mean anything by it.
Oh, my God.
Voice-changing technology, Anonymous here. You've had ball ticks.
What the story is I moved my mother down from Boston to Virginia. And while I was down here in Virginia, I helped a family member build the deck out again.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of building that deck out, I ended up having a whole bunch of ticks on me. And there was, on the last day there, I found a couple on my man region. And the next day was my flight back home to Boston. So I had to keep them on me for the whole 24 hours. Take the flight to Boston with 2 extra passengers.
Ooh.
And then wait till my wife got home and removed them for me.
Oh, yeah, you just...
Experience.
No, I'm sure it wasn't, dude. Not at all. I like that he calls it his man region.
Mm. I was just talking about...
Lisa would say.
I was talking about ticks with one of my buddies last night. And they told me a story that they found a tick. It was on somebody. And... He took it and he threw it into their garbage disposal and, like, flicked it on. You know, you hear it, like, batting around, and then, like, it stopped. Like, all right, they turned it off. They said an hour later it came crawling out.
Yeah, I think they're pretty
hard. That's how hard it is to kill these things. A lot of people, like, burn them.
I don't think you can just squish a tick. I think that it's really solid.
This thing bounced around inside there, they said, for like a couple minutes and then crawled out.
I've seen a video of some kind of tick. It was like that one on the right, the very right. But it was huge after feeding.
Oh, yeah. They get big, right?
Like huge.
That is no good. All right. So beehole ticks apparently are not uncommon on a regular line. Josh, who do you know that had a beehole tick?
It was my cousin's boyfriend. He went down to Tennessee on vacation and came back and had a wicked itch on the BH. Felt a little something back there and had my cousin.
I got a wicked itch on the BH.
Yep.
She had to sit there with tweezers plucking it out, man. I told him he should have ripped one, but.
Thank you, Josh. Why not? Appreciate that. That's chemical warfare, if there ever has been.
Man, oh man, it's.
How do you get it on your beehole? Like, would you have to be skinny dip in, or would you think it can maybe no underwear?
I think you have. No, I think you. If even if you have just loose underwear,
it can still get in.
It's. They'll climb up. They'll make their way. So at baseball, one time we found one. It was like crawling up someone's chair. Like it realized, oh, okay, there's someone sitting there.
I think they're like bed bugs in that they can like kind of sense blood or smell
something like that. Yeah,
they smell it because I think ticks wait on a leaf with both their front legs out, and then they drop on a creature. They drop on deer. They drop on stuff like that, and then. They might crawl down your back, go right to your butthole.
Well, there's another one. I also had a tick on my beehole. Had to get my wife to get rid of it. FYI, alcohol there stings like hell.
Sure it would.
That's my new fear, beehole ticks.
Oh, boy.
I'm going to have to really feel around mine today.
Great.
I think it's pretty rare.
Until they just keep piling in here.
I just think to myself, you know, now... Like, I don't really have anyone in my life that would be my beehole tick remover other than James.
You put that in your dating profile.
Looking for a beehole tick remover. That's when you found love.
Are you my future beehole tick remover?
Like, would you look at my butt? Then I guess we're in love.
I feel like I'm doing a bad job or something. I just got fired on the radio.
Oh, no.
I lost my position?
You're the closest thing I have.
That's beautiful,
guys. An official butthole tick remover.
By the way, here's a tip. At vet clinics, when we get animals covered in ticks, we pick them off. We throw them in rubbing alcohol. That kills them.
Oh, okay. That's good to know.
So
I know a lot of people that would just burn them.
Yeah.
Burn them till they're dead.
Chris in Boston. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. How you doing today?
Good. You had a bad tick encounter.
I certainly did. So I had a dog at the time. Woke up one morning. I'm living by myself. Woke up one morning. Go to the bathroom, and I noticed one at the tip of my unit, specifically where the hole is.
Oh, my.
Latched on pretty well. I go downstairs into the kitchen. As I said, I'm living by myself. Go downstairs to the kitchen. I break out a pair of tweezers. And I'm sitting there trying to remove this thing with my pants around my ankles, of course. That's when a buddy of mine unexpectedly walked in.
Uh-oh.
As I'm sitting there with the tweezers, pants around the ankles, trying to vision this, screaming to him, as he's laughing his ass off, obviously, but screaming, going, I got a tick on my dick. I got a tick on my dick.
He's like, right, you do.
All right.
Goodbye. I'll leave you alone with whatever weird game you're playing.
What sounding thing you're doing. But what scares me are the little ones.
The tiniest ones.
You know, the tiny ones, because that's the ones I feel like, oh, man, maybe you'd miss it.
Now, a couple of people mentioned this, too, which, if it works, is a great thing. Just a drop of peppermint oil, and they'll back right out of you.
Peppermint oil is amazing.
So, like, I'd much rather just put a drop of peppermint oil on my beehole. For one, it's going to smell wonderful.
No, it's going to burn.
Oh, it's going to burn. Beehole. But still, I get that tick out of there if that's where it is.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's no... I don't think peppermint oil is any fun on any kind of, open surface.
Okay. No.
But better than burning it or...
But alcohol, like that guy had said, rubbing alcohol.
I don't think rubbing alcohol would hurt too bad on your beehole.
Well, they put rubbing alcohol on after they took it out.
I thought that guy who messaged put it on like a
Oh, no, the first guy, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what one of the guys who had it on his b-hole said he tried the alcohol thing and it burned him really bad back there.
So, I mean, yeah, it could burn, but it would be better than peppermint oil, I would think.
I would think so, because that getting that oil off is like a... rubbing alcohol evaporates. Yes. The oil stays on.
Like if it's on like your arm or something, it'd be okay there, right? Peppermint oil?
Yeah, I would think
like
so.
Not just like dick tips or b-holes.
Exact. Keep it away from any kind of opening.
And so many of them get them in really horrible places. Christian in Rhode Island, your brother had a dick tick?
Oh, yeah. When we were little, my dad used to take us out in the woods and go for walks with the dog. We were probably between the ages of 8 and 12. And he got a tick right on the tip, right on his helmet. Mm. My dad pulled it off, stretched it like Stretch Armstrong.
My goodness.
Yeah, that's...
He was crying like a baby.
Well, sure.
Well, yeah, because that's not how to do it. No. But
absolutely.
It's a dad. That's a dad method right there.
And Tarly, you had quite an experience with ticks.
Yeah, so I went on a fishing trip, and when ticks lay eggs, they're so tiny, they look like dust, and they have like 200 eggs on a single leaf. I must have hit one of those while I was walking, and I had a bunch of ticks on the front of my pants, and they went all over. I shook it off, you couldn't get all of them, and I had to sit in the shower later that day with my wife. We counted 137 ticks that she picked off.
Oh my God.
Dude!
I felt really embarrassed because I had to sit naked in the shower picking the ones in the front while she picked the ones around my waist.
Yeah.
But
that's what friends
about
and
2 days
are for.
Later, well, about 2 days later, we were getting it on, and she was doggy style. And I looked at her beehole, and I said, "What is that?" I looked close, and she had a fully grown female tick stuck to it. So she had to lay there, and I told her, and I had to pick her off, which completely killed the mood. But
right.
Kind of kept going, not true. To make her feel bad.
Thank God for doggy style, though, right? Thank God.
You should always do doggy style. James, write that down. You should always do doggy style to check.
Right, got a note down? Okay. Yeah. Ticks. Doggy style.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a guy, he said, no joke, I had a tick on my beehole, ended up with Lyme disease.
Yeah, no, that's
so that's,
not
that's
not
real
that
bad.
Mess with.
And another one had a tick burrow into my chest, not knowing it was a tick. There for 6 years, I thought it was a mole. Finally got it removed. Amazingly, no Lyme disease. It was crazy.
Yeah, it's just pure luck right there.
That's crazy. It lived for 6 years.
6 years.
One of the things we were talking about is how long a tick has to be there for you to actually get something. Because one of the people was like, I think it has to be connected to you for like 36 hours without you knowing for you to possibly get Lyme disease. But I don't know if that's the truth or not, because none of us there were doctors. You know, it's just like what you hear. So I don't know if you can get Lyme disease within like 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know?
I don't know either.
Or if it takes time.
There is a word of warning here about the peppermint oil that I was so into a minute ago. Someone said I put it on my forehead when I had a sinus headache. I felt like the face-melting guy from Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark. So your beehole, I can't imagine that torture.
I think you could probably take some of it, put it in water, dilute it a bit, and it would still work. It would still work. Any of those oils, a tea tree oil, oh my God, like all that stuff is like so strong.
This woman said, as a female medic in the Army, I cannot tell you the overwhelming amount of times I've had to remove ticks from dicks, beeholes, lady parts, everywhere.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine the lady part.
Lady part tick. Vaginal tick.
Yeah. But I don't blame him for wanting to get in there.
And someone else said Vaseline works the best.
Because it'll like choke him.
Suffocate him.
Yeah. There you go, just slap it.
Tons of Vaseline.
Ain't that the truth?
That's probably why my balls and stuff are just fine right now.
They're too slick and greasy. No ticks can attach to them.
Yeah.
Okay, one more call before we get to celebrity dinner here.
Every night.
Mike in Lynn, you've had to deal with a beehole tick.
I have, yeah, man. It was horrible. So, first of all, how's she go, eh?
How's she going, eh?
Hey. So, yeah, man, I hopped in the shower, right? And I'm, you know, cleaning the cornhole like I was always taught. Get the cornhole in the belly button.
Yep.
And I felt something, and then, I don't know, I'm standing up on top of my vanity, dude, like,
trying to get a look through my legs,
looking at it. Yeah, dude. And then all of a sudden, I see this thing. I see its little legs, like, moving and stuff, dude.
Oh, man.
So I freak out, man. I'm like, Mom, help me. Mom, I got a beehole tick. And, like, dude, she's like, she doesn't know what to do. She's just as freaked out as I am, dude. But all in all, we ended up getting the thing out, dude. It was horrible, though. Horrible.
Yeah, no, you sound like you're still traumatized.
My God.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, a little bit, man.
Yeah, I get it, dude.
It just, I guess, in a way, I've never thought... You know, we used to have to play at this one baseball field. It was notorious. There would be all these ticks. It was right by these farmers' fields. And people would get ticks there all the time. But I just never thought, like, all right, Rowan, bend over. I got to check. There?
So many people have had them. That's shocking to me.
Like, this, I would look around.
We've heard from at least one woman who had it. She had one, found one on a lip. A lady lip. And she got Lyme disease from it.
Mm. Oh, my God.
That's my biggest fear.
Right. I think that's the main fear with ticks is Lyme disease.
Yeah. No matter where you get them, you don't want the Lyme. So good luck this summer. Ticks are out there. Guard your bee holes. Guard your lady lips. Guard your dick tips. Guard everything. And be careful with the peppermint oil.
I feel like I've got ticks all over my body right now.
I know, me too. I'm super itchy. So itchy. I'm horrible. Yeah,
I'm bad. Like, I want to check my bee hole right now.
I literally just took like a Benadryl. Like, I took an allergy pill. Because I'm so itchy.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're going to fall asleep now.
It'll be okay. It'll be all right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You're a douche.
I'm not a douche.
You're a stupid douche.
You are so a douche. I'm nominating you for Biggest Douche in the Universe Award, you douche.
Dave and Chuck the Freak salute the douchebag of the day.
Now, just a reminder, ladies, not all sugar daddies are rich, classy guys.
No, they're not.
Just so the ladies out there who are delusional are aware.
Okay.
Because this guy is a sugar daddy, I assume. He's a 61-year-old guy in Myrtle Beach.
Yep.
Named Fred Funye. Fred's been dating a 27-year-old woman.
Oh, boy. Get after it, Fred.
For about 4 years.
Wow. That's long term.
That's really long term. About 5 months ago, they moved in together. Now they're engaged.
Wow.
27, 61. This isn't really relevant, but the classy detail I found out is he proposed to her.
Yes.
At Walmart.
So you can envision what kind of couple this is. I mean, it's not.
It's the most romantic supercenter in America.
Okay. What section of Walmart would you propose to your lady?
Do they have a jewelry section?
Yeah, they got a...
Right there.
Jewelry-like.
I think you're wrong. Plus size lingerie.
Oh.
That's where you do. That's where you make that proposal.
That is a romantic area.
If it's about money, you do it in electronics.
Yep.
That's true.
For sure.
But it's also, he's very old, so it could have easily been in an older section.
The Metamucil section. Or
right.
The adult diaper aisle.
Yeah.
I love you.
The ointment aisle.
The ointments.
Yep. Well,
vitamins and ointments.
Shockingly, their fairy tale romance may be on the rocks.
Oh, God, no.
He came home drunk Sunday night.
He blew it?
And started a fight about her not doing enough favors for him sexually.
Oh, favors. That's odd.
So that's how it started.
Yeah.
How did it end?
She chopped it off.
Uh-oh.
He threw a bucket of his pee at her.
A bucket.
Yeah, he had a bucket
of
pee.
Bucket
he
of
pees
pee?
In a bucket, at least.
Why Fred keeps a bucket in the house that he uses to relieve himself in, they're not saying.
He probably has a hard time getting to the bathroom.
But he decided to weaponize it.
Nice. He is only 61. He should still be
getting
around.
Old, really.
He was passed out when the cops got there, so they had to actually rouse him, wake him up. He claimed he didn't do it. But the police report describes her clothes as soaked in urine.
Ah, that's not something you want.
Why does he have a bucket of pee?
He's a lazy bastard, Lise.
It's that's just my lazy, only assumption. Right?
He's a lazy bastard.
Yeah.
He's not,
lazy?
I mean, not that I can really tell. The mugshot of this guy is up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to go check him out, but...
Oh.
He doesn't look like...
No, he doesn't
We'll never know her, will we?
We will not, unfortunately. She could be a she could be smoking hot or a gigantic disaster.
I think she's probably pretty gross.
Disaster, for sure.
We don't know her name?
No, they don't give... They never put that in the report, right?
No.
And I kind of doubt that Fred Funny has social media.
He looks like he's literally... They took a picture of him saying, like, I'll throw piss on you again!
I don't know. If I was 61...
Fred.
61 is not anywhere near old enough to have to piss in a bucket.
No, he's just lazy.
No, that's pure
like
laziness,
said.
Yeah. It's like the bucket's right next to the lazy boy. So you just,
he drinks a lot, so...
Yeah.
Probably a lot of beer. Mm-hmm. Beer drinking.
Oh, I did
bucket
find...
Peeing.
beer drinking and bucket peeing. That's what you're looking for. I did find...
You found Fred?
I believe it's his...
So, he's been dating a girl for 4 years. You'd think that there would be some shots of her.
Especially she's in her 20s, so she...
That all she my social media would sure. be is her.
Yeah.
Unless she's...
Well, he's got... he's got four friends and no posts. So, all of his friends are women?
Yes.
Any of them her, possibly?
Well, this one lists her... Oh, she just listed it in an open relationship.
Well, that's what she might... That's what they might have. Mm.
But they won't... None... You don't see her face.
I mean, you really, Chuck, think that Fred is with a real looker? Like a real...
This has
got to
be her. She's,
lady?
She's listed as engaged, right? They just got engaged. She lists her high school... Engaged.
Do you have a picture?
No, she does no pictures of herself.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a dead giveaway, isn't it?
Huh? Look at Fred.
What's her
he
name?
He pees
though?
In a bucket.
Jessica.
Just because she's 20 something doesn't
Jessica
mean anything.
Jessica Arrington. I don't know if.
I guarantee she's
her pictures she put on here are of some pumpkins and an ambulance. That's the only picture she's posted.
What's his last name?
Funye.
Pumpkins and an ambulance?
That's all she has on her Facebook. F-U-N-N-Y-E. This must be one of his like sisters or something. This is Londretta Funye. Obviously a relative of his. Right?
Yeah.
But, we cannot find any pictures of his lady. But I'm sure she's... I didn't realize Facebook lets you put in an open relationship. That's got to be new.
It's new times, Dave.
New times. Yeah, new times, Lisa. Hot new times.
I actually,
I've heard of it's complicated, but I never heard of open relationship.
No, it's actually, you see a lot of it now. Like you'll see a lot of people saying, I'm in an open relationship. Like if they're on Tinder or if they're on whatever, it's like, oh,
right,
wow.
But Facebook like is like your aunt's.
Yeah, Facebook's a wild place. Tinder, I understand. I think everyone's in an open relationship, but
I feel like if you're in an open relationship, a lot of people that you know already know.
Yeah, I would assume.
You know, but I get it. It's wild to just put all that out there.
But old P-Bucket Fred somehow managed to get a 27-year-old. He doesn't look like he's killing it money-wise.
No.
Right?
No.
So what's the setup?
Busted
what's
up
the deal?
27-year-old.
Yeah, she's busted.
She's
busted
a mess. She's dating a guy who's 61.
Yep.
Yeah.
With that peas in a bucket and proposed to her at Walmart.
You don't
what
think
are
this
we
is,
even
you don't think
like,
this girl's
thinking
gorgeous?
About?
Lisa, are you sure?
Thank you, Lisa.
Let's break it down.
Lisa, you don't think this chick is gorgeous?
No.
I'm holding on to hope that she's a real looker.
Peas in a bucket and proposes at Walmart. That's it. That's it. No decent woman would accept any of those at 27.
No.
Well, and then his fight was, you don't perform on me enough favors.
Yeah, like he started a fight about that.
Yeah. That's no good. It's not a great life.
I guess Facebook has had that open relationship option since 2004.
Oh, okay.
Where have you guys been? I'm not in an open relationship. Sorry, yeah. I've never checked. I haven't changed my relationship status in 19 years.
Oh, yeah, I haven't been on Facebook.
I haven't really been on Facebook either.
Mm. Oh, there you go. But anyway, old Fred, if you want to see what he looks like, the guy that pees in a bucket and proposes at Walmart, you can see him up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com.
I love the idea of just like a picture of like Fred pees in a bucket, proposes at Walmart. That's just his description.
That sums him up.
Himself.
That sums him
That's
up right there.
His bio.
Yeah.
Here's the guy you don't want to be next to on a flight. A JetBlue flight from New York to San Francisco was forced to land in Minneapolis after a passenger was allegedly seen snorting a white substance and then hitting on several women.
He done.
Woo!
Yes.
Woo! Hey, baby! What's up with that guy?
He's got to get through a flight, man. Where's how long was this flight?
From New York to San Francisco, a couple hours. Mark Anthony Scarbo of New York was arrested at Minneapolis-St. Paul International on suspicion of drug possession. The flight, which departed from JFK, was forced to divert to Minneapolis after a customer on board began acting erratically and aggressively. They say the flight was met by law enforcement. The customer removed. The flight did continue on to San Francisco. Cell phone video shot by one guy posted on Twitter shows a crew member explaining to everyone that the suspect, after allegedly snorting the cocaine, was touching at least one woman.
Oh, boy.
And refused to wear a mask. There's the video. Oh, no, that's not it. I think it's gone to a different one. It was about a possum.
No, that's not it.
That's not the one we're looking at here. While this loads, he wrote...
Oh, here it goes. Aircraft in the men's section. It was annoying another passenger and unwanted touching, if possibly inadvertent, maybe intentional, unknown, multiple trips to the bathroom. We were able to, or the flight attendants were able to move that passenger so she felt more comfortable. After several more put on your mask, put on your mask, put on your mask bathroom trips, started antagonizing other passengers and had the met knife gesturing stabbing motions towards the other passenger, and was also observed erratic behavior and snorting a white substance.
Process it. They're like, what did he say? Did he say it? And he had a knife and it was trying to stab. And did it, he was doing cocaine?
Cocaine!
Cocaine!
Get him off!
That explains it!
Thank you.
I love that part though when they were all amazing. Like listening and trying and asking each other, did that's what you just said?
Like, he didn't explain the knife stabbing motion thing very well. He paused. He was like, and he had the knife and paused. And they're like, there's a guy with a knife? Stabbing motions. What? Towards other. What? They're like, they were confused.
There was a lot of information. There was, on
he got up to about, a lot. Yeah. I need to hear the cocaine reaction.
Yes. Observed erratic behavior and snorting a white substance.
Oh, okay.
Cocaine! Yes!
Oh, yeah.
That's it!
Now I get it.
Explains everything.
Yeah. The reaction's incredible.
Yep.
So they added that a bag with the substance was found at the man's seat.
Oh, he left that behind.
Yep.
That's no good.
At least so I want to keep that. Right? It was decided that all the flight attendants felt uncomfortable with this man, and so they made a decision to land.
You kind of have to land with the knife.
With the cocaine knife man.
Yeah. You got to get him off the bird, you know?
He could also face federal charges for possible crimes committed on a plane traveling over state lines, they say. And remember, we've told you they're not taking these things lightly anymore.
No.
They're slapping huge fines on people that disrupt flights. Like the last one yesterday was like $52,000. So
yeah,
he's probably could be in for a lot.
Yeah, he's probably lucky he didn't hit any of the... employees, because I think that's why that guy was in a lot of trouble. He was like slapping them around.
Oh yeah, it becomes like a federal.
Yeah, you can't slap them around
or whatever. No. Yeah, all these people going crazy on planes. I was talking to somebody yesterday that was going on a flight, and I'm like, watch, the people have been freaking out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, man, I shouldn't have done that for their trip.
Have a nice trip. You'll be fine. Have a good time.
Yeah, like, it was really bad.
Maybe they'll get an announcement like this.
You're snorting a white substance.
Oh, okay. Not cocaine.
Not cocaine.
Oh, I get it.
Wow. That's flying these days. Mm-hmm.
I love the closed captioning was, oh, okay, all right, now we're talking.
That is a quote.
It's absolutely talking.
Like how I would react to that. Oh, now we're talking cocaine. Yeah. Why didn't you just say that? Cocaine.
Lead off with cocaine.
There's you buried the lead.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's what happens.
Yeah.
All right. You know how sometimes people get so wrapped up in a fight, they're not paying attention to anything around them.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen it with road rage and that kind of thing. This is an extreme version of that. And the twist in the story is so weird, even firefighters were confused when they showed up. Three guys in their 20s were brawling in the hallway of an apartment building near Philadelphia. They're on the 8th floor. That's an important detail here. Okay?
The 8th floor.
On the 8th floor. Because when they were fighting, they somehow broke through a set of closed elevator doors.
My God.
All three of them fell down the elevator shaft.
Mm. What you hope for is someone on the 7th floor was getting picked up.
The elevator that they landed on was on the 1st floor.
Oh, so that hurt.
So the only guy who really has a chance is the guy who's on top.
All three of them somehow survived.
What?
All three of them somehow survived this. Two broke through the ceiling of the elevator, ended up inside the elevator.
Oh, my God.
The third guy landed on top of it. So when the firefighters show up, they have no idea. They thought the elevator had fallen.
Oh.
And that's what happened.
So were the guys.
And I guess that's also what the news reported at first, too.
Okay.
Details about the fight didn't come out until after. One of the guys ended up with a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
One was flown to a hospital by helicopter.
Sure.
It's not clear if that was the same person, though, or if one of them was more seriously injured. But the one guy walked away almost unscathed. I don't know how you could drop 7 stories and just walk away from that.
I don't know if they were bouncing around, maybe.
They must have.
And like it was slowing them down?
Falling just right.
I don't know how you live through that. I really don't.
Three guys are plunging together.
Yeah. You're all thinking you're dying.
That's it.
That's wild.
Absolutely crazy. I wonder if the news has footage of... There's this tiny report here. I wonder if they
apartment show. Building in King of Prussia overnight. A source tells NBC 10 that three people were fighting on the 8th floor of the building on West DeKalb Pike. They fell down the elevator shaft to the elevator car, which was sitting on the 1st floor. All of them were hurt. All of them rushed to the hospital. We're continuing to get more information on the story, and we're going to have more information on NBC 10 News at 4.
I mean, I know they all made it.
Yeah.
But I'm just wondering if a couple are scrambled up a little bit.
Bad injuries.
Yeah. You know? Like the one guy walked out of there or whatever, he's the luckiest. But he must have landed right on someone else.
Yeah. It's like real dumb, but sounds like a fight from a movie.
Yeah.
Or something.
It does. You've seen stuff like that happen, I think. Right? Yeah. Like in a Die Hard or a Harrison Ford movie or something.
I guess I didn't realize those doors were just... able to just, we could just knock those things right in.
I guess if you push hard enough.
Mm. I'm not trying it.
Nope.
Because they slide in, right? You wouldn't think you'd be able to push them out.
No.
But I guess you can.
Mm.
All right. Right now, we're going to play How Ugly Is She?
Oh, wow.
Or How Unhot.
Okay.
Is She, I guess. This is a woman.
Yes, okay. This is a
it's
woman.
It starts off like that, you know?
Yeah.
What's happening?
There was no point. Once you see the mugshot, you can determine for yourself. But there was no point trying to make believe she was hot in any way. she gave, she claims a man gave her a car in exchange for sex.
Wow.
She's from Arizona. Mesa police arrested a woman for allegedly stealing a car from a man. She claims the man gave it to her in exchange for sex. Police officers pulled up and checked a gray Nissan Sentra's registration. Officers realized the car was reported stolen. When they searched the vehicle, they found 44-year-old Diana Lee Baker inside. She says 3 days before that, she met a man she knew as Robert.
Mm-hmm.
She said he was the car owner. She agreed to have sex with him in exchange for the car. The person who owned the vehicle said he's never met this woman, and he never gave her permission to have it.
Did she get the name right? Robert?
And they say no.
Oh.
She said she knew him as Robert.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
While searching the car further, officers found pieces of a plastic straw, which was melted on one side, foil and residue, which was used to smoke fentanyl and other drugs.
Hmm.
She now faces charges of theft and possession of drug paraphernalia. The question is, how unhot is she? And you can play along. I tweeted out a link to the story. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck is where you can find her mugshot.
There's a lot of ways to be unhot.
Yeah, plenty.
But I'm going to go, I'm going to just assume she is very skinny. The hair of Nick Nolte.
Mm.
With scabs.
Nice.
Face scabs, hair of Nick Nolte, and skinny.
Skinny Nick Nolte with scabs, okay?
Yep.
And the number?
And manly.
Your number was?
Oh, you got, you as low as it can go. I'm going to go
with
this
is the opposite. Remember, this is how unhot is she. So at 10, she is the most unhot.
Oh.
I think she's an 8 unhot.
Okay. She's an 8 out of 10 on the unhot scale.
Nick Nolte.
Not a complete 10, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't know what that would have to be, honestly.
We've seen some on the show.
Yeah.
Green bean. I think there's a lot of facial scabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Wispy hair.
Yeah.
Dirty.
Oh, I didn't even think about dirty.
I'm going to say that she's a 9, unhot, and skinny.
Okay.
Okay.
Dirty. If there's dirt on her, I'm going to be thrilled for you.
You can play along. Twitter.com/Dave and Chuck is where we tweeted out her mugshot, and there she is.
Oh, that's a 10.
You guys, that's a 10.
That's a 10.
By the way, she's got a tattoo around her neck that says, always a lady.
Ooh. When
she looks like Mick Mars, kind of, or something.
That's an insult to him. That's an insult to him.
He was real sick.
Oh, I didn't.
No, but I'm just saying. Like, he's got a reason.
He's got a reason for it.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's got a reason, but.
You guys.
Oof.
Is that a terrifying looking lady?
She's like a monster.
Yeah. And doesn't have really the hair of Nick Nolte. It's more of the wispy style.
You got
like
the
you
wispy.
Were saying. Yeah,
not many
dirty.
Scabs. She
not
look,
really
she
many
looks
scabs.
Dirty. You don't see any actual dirt.
How old? 44.
44.
Her tattoos look like a witch burned her modern skin with magic.
Magic tattoos.
Those tattoos were burned on her skin by a witch.
Did a witch burn those tattoos on?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on the shoulder areas. Is it a bird?
Butterfly.
She tries to make herself like feminine with her tattoos that she's a lady.
Well, she probably got them done when she was 20.
I think she has to let people know she's a lady.
That's
right?
What it can't, it's come down
I
to.
I think
now.
She has to let people know.
Oh, boy. I mean, her overall look is bad. She's definitely worse than an 8.
Someone said she looks like a cross dressing Axl Rose.
Yeah. She wishes she was as hot as Axl Rose.
That's a woman. Right. You're absolutely right.
If we made Axl Rose a woman right now, he's way better looking than her.
She looks like a Vince Neil wax figurine that's been in the sun a little bit too long.
Yeah.
Her faces are so bad.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They just need to put like a book together of drug faces and show kids, like, here, kids.
I think that they, you're right. I think there is something, like a Faces of Meth book or something.
That's a great
campaign.
But
they need to teach that in the schools. They need to just have her in.
You know. Yeah, they wouldn't have needed to do any of the stuff I learned in school if they just brought this lady on. She's like, look how I'm living.
How you doing? I'm doing lots of drugs. My life is great, kids. I live in a dumpster.
You said you were 44?
44 years young. I got another good 40 more years to get gross.
Why did you get the tattoo that says always a lady?
I was burned by a witch. He's a witch. Witch tattoos, they were burned on me because I crossed a witch in my youth.
That explains it. And did you have sex with that man for his car?
Sort of. That's what I told people, but really I just stole his car in hopes to have transportation to get my drugs.
Okay, as a hooker, how unsuccessful do you think, I mean...
Oh, you'd be shocked how well she probably does.
Dude, I think ugly hookers do all right.
I think she does well.
Come on, you guys.
Oh, no. I think that she gets her $5.
She was lying about the whole thing.
No, I know. Well, she managed to steal a man's car.
Yeah, but
at the same time, part of me in my brain was like wondering if that dude who has the sentry or whatever was like said this to her and then reported his car stolen.
Yeah, like, you don't
said
really
his name's
know.
Robert. Like, he gotta...
I mean, I get it. It's hard to take her word for it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No, it definitely
But,
is.
I mean, there are guys that are $4 or $5 here, $15 here, letting girls like this perform oral on them.
Mm-hmm. I think she's got a dick. Do you think?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think so.
She's always a lady.
Drug ladies.
Don't know. I'm going to say no.
She was arrested and
they identified her. They would say, they'd say.
Unless she identifies.
I don't think so.
So if that's what the face looks like, what does the vag look like?
Like the underside of her eyes. That's exactly how it looks. Yeah. The bags underneath her eyes.
They're loose and baggy.
I think loose and baggy is a good description, Dave.
Yeah, of her vagina.
Because I feel like she's skinny. She's very skinny.
Yeah, you only see the shoulder up, but
yeah.
I would assume she's pretty skinny.
Yeah,
but it's nasty. And yeah, I think Andy's 9 wins out over.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Andy,
she
was...
is.
And she doesn't have social media.
No, I didn't. I didn't want to look, to be truthful.
I've been trying to find anything and I can't find.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she doesn't seem like the type that could handle a social media.
I don't think her life's together enough
to be on
social media.
She had to steal a car. So.
Yeah. Where's she going to get internet at?
How you doing? I'm a social media influencer. Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Always a lady.
Yeah.
Instagram.com/alwaysalady.
Yeah.
Yeah.
YOLO, you know?
Yeah.
Craziness.
No, she's
all right.
Pretty gross.
Well, this woman really has a type. A 21-year-old guy online needs advice after he refused to be the best man in his identical twin brother's wedding. Why? Because the bride is his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, jeez, that sucks.
So she's got a type. Didn't work out with him.
Broke up with a twin to be with the other one?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, it is.
He dated the girl for 2 years in high school. They broke up when he left for college, but his twin brother didn't move away. He stayed. Once he was gone, his brother started dating her and didn't tell him about it for 6 months.
Hey, I banged your wife. That's weird.
Right?
Yeah. Hey, I know what your wife is like in the sack. That's weird. That's highly weird.
He said he was angry, and he still is, but said he could, you know, deal with it as long as they never had to hang out together. He probably thought they'd break up, but that didn't happen.
No. Nope.
And now, 3 years later, they're getting married.
Wonder how many times this happens. Where like a twin
with
is dating
twins?
Someone and then they break up and the person goes out with the other twin.
I think it's probably rare. It's got to be weird.
Yeah.
I mean, morals. If you got morals, you wouldn't do that, right?
Yeah, it's like your brother.
Yeah, I think it's just... You know, twins tend to do a lot together.
Right.
And you're close. Like around them all the time. I could see the scenario where it's like you're around someone else enough to form like some kind of friendship or whatever, and then maybe that turns into something a couple years later. But it's like you shouldn't date anybody that your sister or brother has dated.
No. I only know fraternal twins. I don't know identical. I mean, I know I was one, but he passed away early. Yeah. So, I mean, imagine if my brother Derek had lived and then took Amber from me and started a life with her. He was living my life with my wife.
Be messed up.
He was a sexual beast.
He says he thinks their initial agreement should stand and he shouldn't have to be around them even on their wedding day, but his family is pressuring him to stand up as the best man in his brother's wedding because he'll regret it if he doesn't.
I don't think he's going to regret it.
No, he's put in a really weird spot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
That's just a weird thing.
That girl should feel weird, too, about the whole thing.
Well, that girl's horrible, in my opinion. Yeah. Yeah. Right? The brother's brutal, but that girl's horrible that she... It's like she just replaced the one who left with another version of him.
Yeah. It's hard to have a best man at your wedding who's banged the girl you're marrying. I think that would be pretty tough. I mean, I know that there's guys who've done it.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's probably more common than you realize.
Well, yeah, because everybody has a friend that ends up like marrying the girl who got around with everybody. And that's just the truth.
Like, I mean, this one.
It's the town bicycle.
Had a buddy that got married a couple years ago. Four of his seven groomsmen had banged his wife.
Yeah.
Including his twin brother.
Yeah, because this is the problem. It's the guy with the super low self-esteem. And then that girl, after she's been shot down by seven different guys,
relies on him.
Goes back to the ground floor in her mind, and then they get married. It's super sad.
Yeah.
I think it would be tough even if it wasn't your twin. Like, Chuck, if your brother had started dating a girl.
I would never.
That you were with and then asked you to stand up at his wedding to her?
Yeah, I mean, I would be like, dude, what are you thinking? You know how what of a disaster anyone I've ever been with is.
Well, that's a different
situation. What are you doing?
That's a different situation.
What are you doing? I'd try and like really talk some smarts into him.
Someone said, I'm an identical twin. I would never dream of dating guys my sister dated. Luckily, we don't even have the same taste.
I think that's what happens a lot, where they realize it's better to have different taste in men or women.
Right.
You know, that was the one thing, like me and my best buddy, we would always like, if we went to some place, I knew who he was going to like and he knew who I was going to like. So it was like, you're never like fighting over the same broads.
Listen to this. I know twin women. They each had a boyfriend they had kids with. Then both started dating the other one's baby daddy. And had another baby with them.
Oh man, that's too messed up. That's too messed up.
Poor kids.
Their brother,
brother, sister, uncles. I don't know. I don't know. It's a weird.
Your brother, sister, brothers, cousins.
Mm-hmm. Your brother, cousins, or sister, cousins.
Yeah, your
right?
brother and sister, cousins.
Your brothers or sisters.
Yeah. Jeez. Oof.
Voice changing technology. Anonymous with us.
Yes, my voice has changed.
It is changed,
it is
yes. Go ahead.
Related.
All right, I'm in the Tri-City area, and I have a neighbor that moved into my subdivision, and I was helping him with his lawnmower, the son, and I said, your dad, you know, doesn't he know about lawnmowers? And he said, well, actually, that's a funny story. My father died, and my mother married his twin brother. So now his dad is his uncle, and when I've told this story to various friends of mine, they seem to think that maybe they had the dad bumped off, which we don't know how he actually died, but
it seems like
they've been very chummy for many, many years.
Oh, boy.
That's so weird and creepy.
Yeah.
It's weird to go around telling that.
Yep. All right, man. Thanks for calling in.
It's weird to go around telling that story, too.
It really
is. Hey, how you doing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
Lawnmower broke? Did I tell you my dad died and my uncle is now my dad?
I was just asking about your lawnmower.
That's funny that you ask about my lawnmower. Let me tell you another story. My dad's dead.
And my mom married his twin brother.
That's probably the only story you tell.
I only have one story.
Unless it took hours to fix that lawnmower, you're running out of stuff to talk about.
No.
Well, I guess I'll tell you this. Got a dad uncle.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A dunkle. Regular line, Mark's with us here. Hiya, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing pretty good.
How about a coconut drink?
Coconut drink! Hey! Coconut drink!
Okay, so we have a family friend of ours. Her husband actually had a really nasty chest tumor. And long story there, so he passed away. Within 1 year, she started dating and married the guy's older brother.
I have a feeling that the brother stuff happens
the
more.
Brother.
Yeah, happens more than you realize.
Absolutely.
It used to happen, I think, back in the day more, where there was like a weird, like, oh, my brother died and that you were his wife, but I'm going to take care of you.
And how weird. I've never said this before. But, you know, okay, so Derek, my twin that passed away at birth, was named after my uncle.
Yes.
Derek. My dad's brother.
Yeah.
I always thought he had a thing for my mom. He has since passed, and nothing ever happened, of course.
But Dave, you tell some weird stuff.
Yeah, you shouldn't. Some of the things that you forget that you're on in four big cities.
He pops in his head, and he's like, then he's like the lawnmower guy. He's like, I got to tell you guys something.
Guys, hey, it's me, Chuck. Hey, it's me, Chuck. I don't know why I feel like telling the story, but my mom was a whore.
Stop it.
My mother.
You said stuff like that, too.
With sailors in Italy. Many sailors.
You have said that. You've told us.
I know, yeah.
We are lawnmower men.
So you think your uncle had a thing for your mom when you're saying this on the show?
Never substantiated, never proven. I just always got a weird vibe.
All right, you ready for this one?
Uh-oh.
So one of the girls I was with.
Yeah.
There was like a, they didn't know who exactly possibly was the dad. It could have been the one brother or the other brother. And they weren't sure.
Pretty scandalous.
And it just like, you just, I guess you just put it in a little box and you're like, we're just not.
Do they have like a double Father's Day or what are they?
No, I don't think it was. It was just one of those things. Like, I think like an affair type of thing was going on at the time. And then you don't really know. It's
so
wild.
She's like, I don't know who my dad is. This could be my dad. I don't know.
I'm just thinking that they're not signing up for 23andMe. They're not. Yeah.
Lawnmower.
What's your lawnmower story? The story you should never tell, but you do.
I only say it because, one, I know none of my family listens.
And my uncle has passed.
But
still, like, I don't know how your dad would feel about that.
Ooh, probably not good.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I never have said that to him.
Right,
but here I say it on the radio.
How many markets?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, hey, guys, like, I got to tell you something.
Everybody, keep this hush.
I forget that there's all sorts of people listening.
Keep this hush hush. We only have a 35 share in Detroit. That means one third of people here are listening to us at any given time. I'm going to tell this secret. Yeah, you forget.
Yeah.
Yikes. That's tough. Well. That's a tough one. Anyways, a couple of more quick calls here. We're talking about a twin refusing to be his brother's best man because the bride is his own ex-girlfriend. Tony, you're an identical twin, right?
Yes.
So what's your comment?
Well, my brother and I actually talked about it a little bit, but never really acted on it. But like, we had like an unspoken agreement about it, about not dating the other's exes. It's just, we find it weird. And just if one of us hated the person, or, well, not necessarily hated, but like, what makes us think the other would?
Right.
Yeah.
No, that makes sense for sure. Someone said, I knew of a girl back in high school that dated and banged identical twins just to figure out who was better in bed and who had the bigger dong. And then she proceeded to tell the whole school which one of them had the tiny dong.
What a bitch. That's quite an experiment to run.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
an experiment.
You are a bitch of a whore. Yeah. Steve in Toledo. Hi, Steve.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? Oh my God. You just crash landed. What's happening? What's your story?
I went to school with a set of identical twin girls who later married an identical set of twins, and then they built identical houses side by side and still to this day live next to each other.
That's not weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you'll see that stuff and it doesn't work out. Like, they try for the big thing,
right,
and it doesn't.
That
it
we've
doesn't
talked work. About stories like that before,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
They marry twins. They both have babies at the same time.
Yeah.
It's like, kind of creepy, in my opinion.
Yeah. Me too.
Ocean.
Yes.
You had a comment.
Oh, what?
You wanted to say
Ocean.
Something?
Ocean.
Yeah.
Ocean. Yeah. Ocean. Yeah. Go ahead. This is your chance.
You're alive.
Oh, okay. So my aunt had a child with her dad's brother.
Her uncle?
Yes.
Your aunt banged her uncle?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just straight up incest.
Yeah,
is what
that's
that
really
is.
Not that's what we're talking about here, but.
Appreciate
the ring.
So.
Oh, they love someone and then that. Yeah.
No, they look a little bit similar, so.
Oh, man.
Thought it kind of worked.
Yeah, okay. No, that's a wild one. That's
that
a wild
sure
one.
Is.
Andy did the math real quick on that, and
we
put it in.
If your aunt her dad's brother, that's her uncle.
Yeah.
That's incest.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that is, yeah. That's a different one. Not quite on topic here, but.
Yeah, not quite.
Kind of different. Thanks for calling in. You have a good day.
Thank you.
White trash alert.
That sums up that call.
Oh, yeah.
That sums
yeah.
up that call.
You should have just a banjo part for some people calling it incest.
Yeah. Yeah. Damn, that took a way more incestual turn than I thought.
Well, that's it, because I was like, I was trying to piece together. I'm like, wait a second, who did she say? And then Andy quickly summed it up.
I'm like, that's just her uncle.
Uncle.
Her dad's brother.
That's incest, guys.
Yeah, on a totally different Dave Lawnmower note. Now I'm questioning everything.
What?
So Dave's named after his dad, but his twin's named after his uncle. Wait a minute. Now I know why they don't want him to do a DNA test.
And you're... Oh, no. Dun, dun, dun! Don't read too much into stuff. Don't read too much into stuff. Don't read...
Listen live as Dave pieces together his life.
Hey everybody, it's me, Dave. I think I just realized my uncle's my dad. Or something. I feel okay sharing this because I don't think my parents listen at all. As I piece this together, they don't want me to take a DNA test.
Now Dave has to take one and he has to read the results on the air.
Oh, gosh.
Get Maury. We'll get Maury in
yeah.
here.
You are... Not the sun.
Yeah, it's messing with Dave.
Lisa.
Hey, that'd be just like the girl I dated. That's the same scenario right there, and I guess it's a normal thing. It'd be crazy for
Who's
you to have
daddy?
Picked up
Who's
on
my
something.
Who's my daddy? Who's my daddy?
Who's my daddy?
I need to know who my daddy is.
Are you my daddy?
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Get it!
I mean, I love my uncle.
Yeah. Does your uncle look just like your dad?
He's my godfather.
I know, but does he look just like your dad?
He's like a bearded version of my dad.
Okay. Because you look a lot like your dad.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.